This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Paul Cedar is a minister, but I've heard him speak on numerous occasions. He, for a while, was the president of what's called the EV Free Church, Evangelical Free Church. You may not be familiar with that group or denomination. If you've ever listened to Chuck Swindoll on the radio, that's someone who's connected to the EV Free Church. And for a while, Paul Cedar was the president. Paul shares a part of his life in an honest and a vulnerable way when he says when he was a teenager, he was growing up in a church that was growing. It was exciting. They were building a new building. And he said it was just a blessing until one day, he said, the fateful congregational meeting where everything changed his view of church forever. He said they were voting, believe it or not, on what color shingles to put on the new building they were building. And he thought it'd just be a small detail, you know, it'd say what color, and then people would make a motion, and then they would vote, and then that would be it. But people started arguing right in the sanctuary. And one person firmly said, it's got to be red. The architect says it needs to be red. The building committee said it's red, and we're just going to go with the architect and the building committee. And another person stood up and said, if you put red shingles on this new building, I will never step foot in this church again. And it got worse from there. That was the good part. That was the nice part. It got so ugly that Paul Cedar, as a teenager, he said, I'm not embarrassed to tell you, he said, I broke down and started weeping right in church because of the hostility and the anger and the wrath that he saw people expressing over the color of shingles. And it's interesting what Paul Cedar, as a result, becoming the president of a denomination known as the EV Free Church, he said that's part of his job is mediating church disputes. And here's what he says. He said, I've wept many times since then, since my childhood, over the strife I've seen in churches. Those of you that take notes, I want you to write down 5 things he says. He said there are 5 symptoms or causes of disunity. They're either symptoms and or causes. Number one, personality conflicts. If you come from a family of 3 people, you've got personality conflicts. You come from a family of a husband and wife, you've got personality conflicts. And you know what? That's not necessarily bad or evil. You just need to acknowledge the differences in personalities. I think taking those personality profile tests are a great idea. Why? You learn about what kind of personality you are and how you relate to your spouse in terms of their personality. And some of you have more domineering personalities and you're used to running over people. And let's be honest, you are, because that's what you do. A lot of people are. And so they do fine as long as people are willing to be run over, until they meet a person who's got an equally strong personality and says, uh-uh, you may run over everybody else, but you ain't running over me. And you know what I'm talking about. You've run into people like that at work, and you've been on both ends of that, perhaps, one end of the spectrum or other. So personality conflicts can be the source or symptomatic of disunity in a church or in a family or in a business. Number 2, single-issue people. Paul Cedar says single-issue people are the cause of a lot of disunity. What does that mean? A single-issue person is a person who just hammers one issue all the time. That can happen in a family. It's always about this. It's always about this. It's always about this. And that's all they talk about. Well, it happens in churches.
Well, unfortunately, we're out of time, but we'll continue this message on Cross Hope tomorrow from Ephesians 4, 1 through 6 about unity in the church, in the body of Christ. Our website, of course, is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org, to listen to this message again or any other message you may have heard on CrossHope, crosshope.org.
You've been listening to CrossHope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.